The Tin Princess by Philip Pullman.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Infernal Machine. Rebecca Vinter, talented, cheerful, and poor, had arrived at the age of 16 without once seeing a bomb go off. That was not hard to do. London in 1882 was no more explosive than it is now, though it was not less explosive either, dynamite being already a vigorous instrument of politics. However, on this fine May morning, Becky was not thinking of bombs. The sun was bright and the sky was dotted with fat little clouds like dabs of flake white on a wash of ultramarine, and Becky was walking down a tree-lined road in St. John's Wood in North London, thinking about German verbs. She was on her way to meet her new pupil, her first pupil, in fact, and she was anxious to make a good impression and acquit herself well. Her cloak was a little shabby, and her bonnet was unfashionable, and there was a hole in the sole of her right boot. But that didn't matter. The road was dry and the air was fresh, and that young man in the straw boater had given her what might have been an interested look, and Becky felt splendid, for she was an independent woman, or nearly, anyway. Her head high, she ignored the speculative young man in the boater, checked the road sign, and turned up into an avenue lined with comfortable...